Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Tony Too True, and you're listening to Too True Radio, giving it up for FreeCharityCars.org, the charity company organization in America that's given away over 4,000 cars to individuals that otherwise could not afford to have one. Let's have a good show, you guys. I'll be right back. Gospel artist said, a young man out of St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to Too True Radio, and this is your host, Tony Too True. Tonight, I stepped off course just a little bit because primarily my radio show is a radio show created to have a platform for independent artists in America and around the world. To get exposure for the wonderful talent and art that they have to share with the world. So that's what I do. I have literally hundreds of artists, independent artists around the country and other parts of the world, that I network with, and I give them free radio airplay in my radio show network. And also at my website, TwoTrueRadio.com, I feature in our artist lounge on the website a category for independent artists. It's called the Artist Lounge, where you can go and tour the lounge and enjoy some of the finest talent in the world just by scrolling through the Artist Lounge, picking different artists to listen to their music. Check on their links to see what other things that they have going on, and it's a wonderful way for me to give of myself. And like I said, I don't charge them for airplay. Also, our company, Two True Radio Entertainment, we promote and market for the independent artists on our website and with phone calls to different labels and entertainment industry people like that. That's what we do every day. So I came across this wonderful website called freecharitycars.org, and it made me or motivated me to want to do more, you know. A lot of times people will think that they're broke, they don't have anything, it's nothing that they can do to help, but that certainly isn't true. You can always do something, even if it's a smile or that's a lovely dress you have on. You know, you have such a nice smile. Just saying something nice to someone is giving of yourself. So don't think that you have to give money. You can give time, consideration, your shoulder, or ear. God is concerned with the contents of our hearts, and we are supposed to give to one another. FreeCharityCars.org, I'm supposed to be talking with members from that nationally recognized charity today who have Free Charity Cars has already given away over 4,000 cars to individuals across America who could not afford one. There are many reasons why, you know, some people fall into poverty, and it's nice to know that people care and some are eager to help fill the needs of the impoverished, you know, and that's what I admire about FreeCharityCars.org. They're doing their thing, you know. It's a great charity, and if you are in need of transportation, this is a good show for you to listen to. And obviously, if you are fortunate enough to have a good vehicle that you're not using and it's just sitting there, then you can afford to donate that car to this wonderful charity. You know, this is a good show for you. You know, hopefully something positive and good will come of it. We all must be willing to give of ourselves if we expect to receive those things of God, you know. A lot of us, all we do is we whine and cry and me. It's all about me. Give me, help me, I'm in trouble. You know, but what are you doing when you're riding high on the wave, everything is good, you know? Do you really think about others who are less fortunate? Do you help? Do you give a smile? Do you open a door? Or are you one of those people that just get real serious about God when something goes bad for you? It's okay, you know, because one thing about God, you can always come back. You can always come back. God does not shut the door down on us because we shut the door down on Him. You know, so one wonderful thing about our Creator is that we can always come back, you know, and I love that. And I love giving because giving is why God is blessing me and so many other people, is that we give. We concentrate on giving and looking for the best in the next man. This is Tony Two True, and you're listening to Two True Radio, and I'm giving my big shout-out today to FreeCharityCars.org. Here we go. Yeah.
Forever, Lord, I'll be at your service because I can't stop and I won't stop loving you. About you every day.
St. Louis, Missouri. Actually, the artist said is coming to Two True Radio, the Two True Radio show, May the 18th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk to the minister, singer-songwriter, said about his new album, his induction into the 100 Black Men of St. Louis, or St. Louis. And some other things, play some more of his music, some new tracks I'll be introducing to the network, premiering of his, the artist said, on May 18th, the show at 7:30 p.m. You're listening to Two True Radio, and if you want to call in and be a part of this, big shout-out to FreeCharityCars.org. The number is 347-884-8065. And let me just put out the website, Two True Radio at my email address is twotrueradio@gmail.com. If you would like to log in, go to the chat room or something like that, you would log on to blogtalkradio.com/twotrueradio. And God is good. God is really good. He's really, 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 really good. And I see that the switchboard is becoming active now. I see you, caller. You popped up first. Area code 802. Your last four digits is 7138. I'm going to take your call, but I need to play some more music, too, because that's what I do, Tony Two True. We'll be right back. I'll take your call next. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's that classic official. But it's all about
Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent.
Hey.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of. All you made, you say with a clay and you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our solver. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers that sing. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam of redeemed. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yeah.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now, that's a strong connection. You hear me now since the sun's palms were stressing. We take the 150 of strong suggestions.
Praise.
You got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one you don't run in this unsequel.
You should have turned for the center,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You should have turned for the center,
Give honor to the one who sent. Jesus, the Son, sent one, the Word, by God.
Got a few names and then some, you heard Agua. I'm not sure if you have the Wagata, but him and his ways on center stage, I'm like, ta-da. I try to tell the people on the block, they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No true, people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you. Cause this is great, and I found that your great is special, but it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Gotta hold up control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hand. Hands mold human soul. What's the body, the soul, goals in the plan. What's the take on flexing, lifts and lefts, dives and rise to save men and women, then step. Yep.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We give honor to the one you sent. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Give honor to the one you sent.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit will reborn. For some, this is just a reintroduction. Or this God sending it. We in the custom. He interrupting. Drop belief in our guts and light in his face, I guess you say. We got a trust fund. He's called advocate. With no magic kid, he does miraculous acts. He doesn't abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power. We're not a person, we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching. We can grieve him and lie to him. The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly sing the let applause. Go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always put to Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in our heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, you desire is the veil. The face to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God, that you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wind. You're a fresh wind. To the one he sent. You're a fresh wind. You're a fresh wind. Give honor to the one he sent. You to the sun, for the sun, we give honor to the one who sent. You to the sun, for the sun, give honor to the one who sent.
Yep, yep. 347-884-8065 is the call-in number, for real. And this is your host, Tony Too True. Listen, I got to tell you this. If you like designer clothes, ladies, at huge discount prices, you need to check out my girl, Angel, at femalefashionattire.com. That's right, femalefashionattire.com, where shipping is always free all over the world. And believe me, the discounts are huge for name brand designer's clothes. You would not believe the prices that you will get, and it's a good deal. I endorse that, and I love those people over there. Like I said, it is big shout-outs to that wonderful charity, freecharitycars.org. And tonight's show, I'd like to talk with some of the members of that charity organization that's given away over 4,000 cars, really. And they're nationally recognized. It's a wonderful charity. 100% of their charities go to people who could not otherwise afford a car. And some of them, more than others, really have need of transportation. You have senior citizens, handicapped people, single moms, domestic violence that need transportation to get back and forth to work or to the doctor or to get the kids, to go grocery shopping. And some of them live too far away from bus transportation, and some of them live next to bus transportation, but their health won't allow them to take public transportation. And they can't afford, for one reason or another, to buy transportation. So this wonderful charity, freecharitycars.org, formed their organization, their charity organization, some years ago. And to date, it's well over 4,000 cars that they've given away around the country. And I love them. I'm inspired by that. And because I give of myself by, you know, giving free airplay to independent artists, and I promote and market them on my website, TooTrueRadio.com, I was really inspired by what FreeCharityCars.org are doing for people who are impoverished. So, and, you know, that's important. 802, the last four digits of your number is 7138. You're on with Tony Too True, better known or also known on FreeCharityCars.org as Turner Boy. How are you?
I'm all right.
Absolutely. Who are you? What's your name? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vermont. You saw my story on Free Charity Cars.
What's your username? What's your username?
My username? JR, J-A-Y-A-R-E.
J-Y-A-R?
Username, it's J-R. You spell it J-A-Y-A-R-E.
J-A-Y, it's important. A-R-E.
Yeah, you sent me a message asking me to tell my story. And
right, yeah, I called, you know, sent messages to a lot of the members that, because that's what I do. I go on and I read the stories. I vote for you guys and stuff like that. And tonight I want to, you know, I want to hear your stories. And, you know, and I'll transfer 1,000 votes at the end of the show to someone. That's why I need that that username. And, you know, the rules, we have to do 200 a day. So if I select you, probably I'm going to go ahead and do it because we only have an hour and it's 35 minutes left. So I'll just go ahead and award that to you now. Are you still with me?
I'm right there.
Okay. And so when you get the first 200, because we do 200 a day, message me each time and let me know that you received it so I can continue to send the 200. And, you know, otherwise I'll have to, you know, let you know, FreeCharityCars.org know that there is an issue. I want to make sure that you get, and I will give you 200 votes a day for 5 days, totaling 1,000 votes. And, you know, and my prayers, and I envision you getting the transportation that you need, my brother, and one way or another, either through FreeCharityCars.org or God is going to, he's going to provide. So, JR, tell me about your story, man. Just take your time.
Well, ever since I was born, all my life, I had something wrong with me that no one knew what it was, and no one would believe anything was wrong with me until I was 13 years old, and then I had a grand mal seizure and out on Main Street, the town I went to school in, and I was brought to the hospital, and I started having them every day, like up to 10 a day, and people started to believe that something was wrong with me. And at first, when I first went to the doctor when I was about 5 years old, tried to tell him something was wrong with me, the doctor told my parents that I was lying and I just wanted attention. It wasn't true. And but I had to wait till something big happened, and I started having about 10 seizures a day, and they would wipe out 40% of my memory every time that I'd have a seizure. And but once I started having them, I had a CAT scan and an EEG done on my brain, and they told me I had a scar on my brain, and I was having three different kinds of seizures. And for the next 18 years of my life, up till I was 28, I tried every single medicine that they made for seizures, and none of them worked for me. And but the doctors, they just told me, hang on, and someday someone will invent a medicine that will work for you, but because I had so many seizures, it scared all the kids at school and stuff, and I had to quit school. They asked me to quit school because all the kids would think I was dying. You know, the ambulance would show up at the school, and all the kids would get scared. And so I talked with my principal and stuff at the school, and I said, they said, if you get better, then just take adult education, and then when you get to the point you get better and you take adult education, and everything, you'll have the equivalent of a diploma or GED. And so I quit school for them so everyone could, you know, feel better in school. And but I had to stay home because I had so many seizures, it wasn't safe for me to go out for the next 20 years of my life. And then one day I tried a new medicine, and that seemed to work for me. And but then that had gave me the side effect of a severe depression, and that I found that even harder than having 10 seizures a day. It's because a lot of the seizures you can't remember, and it took out 40% of my memory. And I'd say that's the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. And
you know, I want to sorry to interrupt you. I want to say this, that I could really feel in my spirit your pain, and even it makes me go back in my memory, because I'm 52, and from age 2 years old, in fact, until I was 13, I was having a lot of grand mal seizures. And so I can relate to you when you say that it would take your memory out. You wouldn't remember most of the seizures. And then after that, it just feels like someone took a bat to your whole body and just beat you, sore all over, and, you know, discombobulated, you know, confused and scared, crying, you know, and no one understands. And to have the school choose that route was even more devastating. I didn't experience that, but I know that when you have multiple seizures, you can't go to school. And I spent a lot of time growing up with my grandmother because of my seizures. And at 13, they abruptly stopped. Then when I turned 31, I was driving down the street and I had one. I just parked some kind of way. I don't remember any of it. And I woke up in the hospital and they told me what happened. And I was 31 when they came back. And then after that, they would come like different types. A lot of people don't understand there are more types of seizures than just the petite and the petite mal and the grand mal. They have hundreds of different types of seizures that you can have.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's very hard. And you know, and then the depression part, you know, on top of what you're already going through, has to be you know, horrific. But know this, that, you know, our creator, whether you call him God or the universe or whatever, your higher power, and that relationship, you know, is going to always provide for us, you know. And you're here for a reason, whether you know it or not, the reason you're here. And one of the things that I really love is that there are good people in the world that look out for one another. And I stand in the gap with you and for you. And I believe and I trust that God will continue to provide for you and give some relief to your seizures. And, you know, and let you function more in life the way you want to and the way you deserve it. And just pray for others. You know, really seriously, I'm not saying that you don't, but pray for others, because that's where the doors to your answered prayers are. When we try to take our mind and our just take ourselves outside of us and focus on other people's needs, whether it's helping with a hug or a hello or listening to them or anything you can do that's nice, that makes your heart feel good, then God honors that, and it helps you to take the focus off yourself, and you'll see that things are better and better for you every day, my brother. You know, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with my listeners, you know, and I really 100% understand where you're coming from. I really do. I know everyone's situation is different, but I remember the seizures, and I cut my story off. But I'm 52 now, and in 1998, October 5th, I had a huge seizure in my sleep. Now, you know that most likely if a person seizes for 10 to 30 minutes, they're pretty much dead, brain dead. They're done. I seized for hours, like 3 hours. I went into a coma, and 3 days later I woke up, and they had me on life support. As a matter of fact, they took the life support off me, and then I gasped and woke up. I don't remember any of that, but that's what happened. And they removed like 87% of the top of my brain, bone, and skull. They said that I wouldn't make it, but if by chance I did, I would be a vegetable. None of that happened. Like, you know, obviously I'm not dead. I'm not a vegetable. And even though I have a funny-looking head to some people, you know, God, he kept me, you know, and I'm not crippled. You know, I don't use a cane or a wheelchair or anything like that. And I want to say that we have to go through things in life in order to have a story to tell someone that maybe it will lift their spirits or encourage them. And I know that my story is not one of the most miraculous stories in the world, but it's my testimony like your testimony, you know. And I pray with you, my brother, and I encourage you to feel good and continue to believe, you know, and that and things are going to get better for you. We're blessed. We live in a century that is so modern, and technology with medicine and things are improving every day. And, you know, but even without all of that, we have our Creator, and we're still here through some pretty heavy stuff, dude, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, I understand what you're saying entirely. It's, I've had some big seizures, and I'd like wake up at the bottom of staircases and stuff, and I wouldn't know why. And a lot of the times, I'd bite through my cheeks almost, and like bite into my tongue and stuff. And I'd just wake up in the hospital. I know what you mean. It has taught me a lot. It's taught me that you have to look and see that there is always someone that has it worse than you, and it can always be worse. And you have to look and see that in order to be happy, you can be as happy as you want to be. You have to look and see that there's always someone that has it worse than you. And like you could be in a third world country and have this happen to you. It'd be so much worse.
It thinks it'd be worse, that's for sure. Everybody, you know, someone can break an ankle and it could devastate their life as much as my brain surgery did. And it took me 2.5 years to recover until, you know, for me to get my wits back about myself. But it doesn't, you know, have to be something as so severe as someone on the outside looking in at you. So that's why it's a good thing not to judge or even really compare most of the time. But I certainly am your brother in seizures, and it's no joke. Ever since I had my surgery, I haven't had seizures. That was the thing. They said that my seizures when I was a kid, you know, this was in 1960, at first that they were saying that my relatives, grandparents, uncles were saying that I had the demons in me, you know. Uh-huh. I had demons in me, and they needed to beat them out of me, so I got a lot of whoopings. But then they diagnosed me with epilepsy, and it was a misdiagnosis. So they treated me with, like you said, all of the medicines that they had for seizures, you know, yeah, like everything. And back in the days, it was really rough. I went through everything, And once I was 13 and I stopped having seizures, it was okay. But when I turned 31 and I started having seizures, I went through all the medicines, and some of them worked for like 6 months, and then they were no good anymore. I was back to having seizures again. So, you know, right now, after that surgery, I just stopped taking them. And I don't recommend that you do this at all, because everyone's situation is different. I had tumors, and I had an abscess on my brain since I was a baby, and it grew all of my life. And that's what was causing my seizures. And when I guess around 13, it went into recession or whatever you call it, you know, and it just went in hibernation. They have a word for it. I can't remember right now, but remission, you know. It wasn't a cancer. It's just an abscess. And it went into remission from 13 to 31, and then, you know, it just, you know, started growing outside my head, my forehead, face, under my eye, and then it would go away, and then it would come back, go away, and it was really crazy, man, until, you know, I had that big one, and then God blessed me with wonderful surgeons, and they took it. They took the abscess, which had by that time had some tumors growing next to it. And I just thank God, man, that he blessed me and let me continue to live, you know, because every day that we live, that's another chance for a blessing and a miracle and a heavenly gift. You know, and if we live our lives the right way, and that's not perfect, or going to church every day or every Sunday or whatever, you know, I'm not with all of that. I'm with knowing that there has to be a creator to have created something as wonderful as this. That's my opinion, and it gets me through life knowing that my creator loves me enough to let me survive the things that I've survived, and I don't deserve it. I really don't, you know. I don't deserve it, you know, and he's good to me, and just like he is to you, my brother. Listen, I have your phone number here, and I have your username. If I have any trouble with this username, it's J-A-Y-A-R-E. I will give you a jingle, man, and, you know, so that we can make sure, you know, that I'm getting the votes to you. And okay, I'll continue to vote for you. Touch base with you, drop you a message here and there online in our little, you know, freecharitycars.org community, you know. And just keep voting, man, and stay positive, you know. Be loving, be giving, helpful, you know, if you got a wife or, you know, mom, sisters, dad, brothers, siblings. Just be loving, forgiving, you know, and all that good stuff, man, and God's got your back, dude. I appreciate you calling our show.
No problem. I did it to just help everyone else.
That's beautiful, my brother. Okay, so thank you for calling in, man. I'll see you over in freecharitycars.org. That was one of the members from freecharitycars.org, you guys. His story really touched me, and because I only did an hour show today, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to move any further. God touched me. He called in first. He stayed online, and I'm going to award the 1,000 votes to my brother, J.R. Real Talk. Hey, here's another song from the artist Said, the gospel artist Said, he's coming to Two True Radio show on May 18th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be an exclusive interview for the entire 2 hours we'll do our show as normal on that Monday night. But, yeah, I think it's a Tuesday night, though. I'm not sure. No, it's Monday night. Anyway, here's Said, and he's singing this song about his God called Wonderful Love. We'll be right back. That's the gospel artist Said with his song Wonderful Love. Praise the brother efforts to give it up to our Creator God, our Father in heaven. Yes, this is Tony Two True, and you are listening to Two True Radio. Listen, everybody, on Thursday nights, I told you, you already know if you are a regular listener that you got to check my boy out, Superfly Sinatra, on So Cold Radio, where he puts it down again, just like Pops, Tony Two True, for the independent artists, pushing the envelope, expanding the platform to give real strategic exposure to the independent artists, rappers, singers, R&B, hip-hop, you know, rock and roll, country. We want to do it all. We want to help the independent artists. Spoken word, poetry. Get your page on 2TrueRadio.com in the Artist Lounge. I'm definitely looking for some writers, some poets, all those types of people to help you promote and market what you're doing. But, yeah, I want you guys to check out my boy, So-Called Radio, Superfly Sinatra, on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. That call-in number is 347-855-8223. And for you adults that like it really sexy, nice, intellectual, adult entertainment on So-Called Radio, he has a show on Friday nights, 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time. The show is called Forbidden Fruits and Carnal Pleasures. Same phone number, 347-855-8223. You sexy adults out there that want to talk about, you know, some relationship, some sex, some positions, all that stuff that you can only talk about when you put the kids to bed, check out So-Called Radio. 7 p.m. Thursday nights, 347-855-8223, and 12 midnight on Fridays, Eastern Standard Time. Same phone number, So-Called Radio and Forbidden Fruits and Carnal Pleasures. Real talk. This is your boy, Tony Two True, and it's been a great show tonight. We have 11 minutes left, and I just want to thank everybody for, you know, your support, Two True Radio, and I'm reading all of your messages when you go into and sign my guest book. I really appreciate it. Man, Monday's show this week was really great. I interviewed a really hot up-and-coming indie artist, Ziggy Montana. He's out in Philadelphia, and he's doing some real big things with his musical career. He's originally from New Jersey, and we had a great time, and we only have 10 minutes left in the show. So to recap, Ziggy Montana, love you, man. You came to the show, and you really shut it down. You guys are welcome to come back anytime you want to. Here's a track from his album, Ziggy Montana, and this track is called Little Change with an artist, OG, homeboy, Jazzo, featured on this track. Real hot track. This kid is blessed, and this is one of the songs we played on this interview. You can go check Ziggy Montana's page out on 2TrueRadio.com in the Artist Lounge, too. We'll be right back.
Ziggy, you know I got Jazz with me. Yo, Bricks is good, Daddy. Kings County, Money Circle, we here. Get it.
She want a nigga that's getting a little change. She want a nigga that's sitting up in the lane.
Así, mami. Uh-huh. Ya tú sabes, mami.
Get it. She wanna make it a sit in a little change. She wanna make it a sit up in the rain. She wanna make it a do all this fucking thing.
Que tú así, mami. Uh-huh. Ya tú sabes, mami.
Get it. Yes. Dirt, ain't no bouncing. Hey, yo, on my dick, ask the hoes about Zay. LRG hoodie, 17's cushy. J's all day, fitted what's a cutie. Shorty on my dick, and shorty gon' get it. Get it. Ask for some grip, come on, get with it.
Get with it.
I'm not that guy. I smoke a lot of bud, but I'm not that high. Plus, you not that fly. Rock G's, dairy on top. Ma, you need to stop. I'm walking with a knot. You won't get a drop. But you can get rocked by this cop. Get it.
She wanna make it a getting a little change. She wanna make it a sitting up in the rain. She wanna make it a doing this fucking thing.
Get to us, mami.
Uh-huh.
Ya tu sabes, mami.
Get it. She wanna make it a getting a little change. She wanna make it a sitting up in the rain. She wanna make it a doing this fucking thing.
Get to así, mami.
Uh-huh.
Ya tú sabes, mami.
I ask her, is it on my swag? The way I think fly, way I pop my tag. Is it the pecan jag? Is it the half black, half Puerto Rican flag? I get that cash, $100 bills with it. I'm out of milk ticket, ma, you gotta chill with it. My triple rider, flow on fire. Puffin' on that ganja, damn it got me higher.
You wanna nigga that's getting a little change? You wanna nigga that's sitting up in the rain? You wanna nigga that's doing his fucking thing?
Get to asking, mami,
uh-huh.
Ya tu sabes, mami.
You wanna nigga that's getting a little change? You wanna nigga that's sitting up in the rain? You wanna nigga that's doing his fucking thing?
Get to asking, mami,
uh-huh.
Ya tu sabes, mami.
Hit it.
What you
yo,
mean
shorty,
I can't get
chill,
no money?
Good.
I'm trying to go to the mall tonight.
Yo, relax,
I need to buy me some new motherfucking
shoes. Yo, son, you're not getting out no
head.
Yo,
Jazz,
what the fuck it is?
Mama, look, don't test the jewels. Only my dick is fucking with you. Relax, see a nigga sack, see a Mac, see a mark, a bitch bring it back. Don't change the channel on that HD and my HFC. I see you creeping up, stalking a motherfucker patiently. Baby girl, I know your type, face, ass, everything tight. Tell me I ain't like that Jazz, I tell a bitch, show you right. I don't need no drama, need a gimme top mama. You can see back a nigga in the morning light. You can roll with the boss, wash my drawers, even ride shotgun. But giving up cash, I'm not the one. Make it rain a honey bun before I get your pony done. Spitting that G shit like I'm the only one.
Uh-huh.
Ya
tú sabes, mami.
Get it.
You wanna nigga that's getting a little change. You wanna nigga that's sitting up in the rain. You wanna nigga that's doing his fucking thing.
Get to us, mami.
Uh-huh.
Ya tú sabes, mami.
Get it.
You are listening to Two True Radio. Yeah. I want to give big shouts out to my people, blogtalkradio.com. You guys are the best. A year and a half ago, you guys gave me an opportunity to be my own radio show host and have my own radio show. God innovated me with the idea to come up and play music free for the independent artists around America and different parts of the world. And because blogtalkradio.com gave me that opportunity, God has blessed me in many ways to build a network of wonderful people that I work with every day, and I play their music, and I feature them on my website. I promote for them, and I, you know, market their craft. And God allows me to do it without charging them anything. But it's your donations that helps us continue to be able to bring this service to you, everybody, and I appreciate everyone that sends in your donations because we really do need it. It helps me pay for the internet service and my website cost and things of that nature, but I enjoy doing it, and I'm going to keep on doing it because I love it, and God is blessing me abundantly for the things that I do to try to give. I have a call from 717 area code 0616, and I think I know who it is. I think I know who it is, but I'm gonna see this number one more time, one more day, and then I can say who it is exactly. But I'm sure I know who this is. You on live with your boy Tony Two True? What it do?
Yes, this is NASCAR Nut 49. I am signed up with FreeCharityCars.com.
.org.
I live in Pennsylvania.
You live in great. I really appreciate you calling in today. So, yeah, you're on the site, too. I'm on the site, too. And
Yeah,
I read a lot of stories. We have 4 minutes left. I wish you would have called in earlier. I'd already chose the winner for tonight. But
oh, that's
you
fine.
Did,
that's fine.
Oh, yeah, but because you did call in, I want to get your user's name. Your username on freecharitycars.org, and I'm gonna transfer 200 volts to you today, my brother.
Oh, I appreciate that, sir. I'm NASCAR Nut.
What's your username?
NASCAR Nut 49.
Oh. Okay, that's NASCAR.
NASCARNUT 49. And I've been a member, I think, about 2 months now, and I vote 4 to 5 hours a day for people that's in need. because I know what it's like to be poor. So I also help poor people where I live because I live in a poor community. I save up canned foods and I give it to them when, so they have something to eat at least, you know, once a day if I got it to spare.
Well, you know, that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. It is great to give, and that's why God is good to us.
Yes. And good to
you, because you give. You think more of others than you do yourself.
Yes.
And that's what it's supposed to be like. And God bless you.
Yes.
And I really, appreciate what you're doing.
I tell all the people, they say, well, I think you joined the con. You're not going to get anything. I really, you know, if I help somebody else that needs it, that's cool. But if I would get granted a car, I could use it because I'm poor too.
Yeah, and then the only thing you're going to do a person like you is if you have a car, you're going to do more to help.
Yes.
So God bless you.
Yes,
and,
even if
and
I
believe
would.
Me, God is going to provide you with a car. Believe me, he will.
Yes. Even if I would get code and gave a car, I'll still be at that website to vote for other poor people.
Praise
and I do
God.
A lot of voting every day I'm on my computer.
Well, I know. I remember seeing you, your
yes.
username, because
yes,
I go
I
over
vote
and
for
vote
you
too.
Quite a bit, but
yes.
I probably, without a doubt, I'm putting in probably 300-400 votes a day, but right now my account's up to 3265.
Yes.
And I've accumulated a lot of them by voting for a lot of others. It returns the vote to me, which I appreciate from everybody.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for calling our show tonight. We're out of time for tonight's show, but I'll be seeing you over there in freecharitycars.org, NASCAR Nut 49, because you are one of my friends on freecharitycars.org, and you do a lot of voting, and I vote for you. And because you called in tonight, I'm going to transfer 200 votes to you within the next couple of days. You know, I can only do 200 a day, but I will do that, I promise you, and I'll see you in our little message room, whatever you want to call it. I love going over there, too. And a lot of people from freecharitycars.org, when they get their card, they continue to vote for other people, too, and that's the wonderful thing about it. You know, I really appreciate you guys joining us tonight, and God bless you and all that you do, and continue to give and pray for others more than you do yourself. This is Tony Tutru. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Touch someone's life, Father. Feel their need for transportation. Feel their need for loneliness. Feel their need to recognize that they have your love when others choose not to love them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Goodbye.